State veterinarian Dr. Robert Ehlenfeld says when the mosquito-borne eastern equine encephalitis, or EEE, infects horses' central nervous system, 90% of the animals don't survive. 25 cases have shown up in 6 Wisconsin counties, Price, Lincoln, Taylor, Clark, Marathon, and Dunn. Not all of the affected animals are horses. 2 alpacas died as well. Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection spokeswoman Donna Gilson says this is the highest number of eastern equine encephalitis cases in animals seen in a decade.
We had an outbreak 10 years ago with 69 confirmed cases, and that was a case where we had a nice long fall and the mosquitoes hung around for a long time. Since then, we've just had sporadic cases.
Clark County UW Extension Ag Agent Maria Ben-Dixon says the best horse owners can do is make sure their horses are vaccinated. Ben-Dixon says it could help even though colder weather could likely soon set in.
Probably not too late to vaccinate entirely. You're not going to get a huge benefit for the rest of the year, but then again, if your horse is one that gets bit by a mosquito-carrying EEE, you're going to be pretty glad you vaccinated.
DADCAP spokeswoman Donna Gilson says chances are remote that humans can be infected by EEE-carrying mosquitoes. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.